Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Fey Earth, our indie TTRPG set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where all the creatures from folklore and fairy tale are real, have always been real, and live alongside humanity. When last we left our heroes, the party fighter had decided to partake in an underground fighting ring, literally underground in the catacombs of Paris. She had a pretty bloody and disappointingly for her fight organizer's point of perspective, short fight against quite a large brute who she made pretty good work of, but she took a couple of pretty serious knocks herself. While there, she bumped into somebody that they had met once before, a somewhat mysterious traveler that they had met previously in Cherville, who went by the name of Tito, and who helped them with an issue that occurred when some shape-shifting aquatic fae literally flew into the village looking for some treasure that had been stolen from them by a local who had decided to make a deal with some fairies. She had got back to the house, hoping to sneak in. Her friend Sylvia had spotted her, but she's quite confident that Sylvia did not see anything. So the next morning, the party comes down to breakfast. Sylvia, you have been reading all night. You are exhausted, but you use your magic to cast the restoration spell.
Yeah.
As we previously discussed, you can gameplay and break the mechanics of this system to avoid exhaustion using this spell, but when you do that, you do not gain any mana.
Okay. I am aware. I'm down 12. I'm down, sorry.
10 or 12, 12 I think, isn't it?
12 mana.
Yeah, okay. So
currently,
you still have a nice chunk.
Yeah.
As well as whatever's in your mana receptacle and the temporary mana receptacle that Justine gave you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So everybody comes. Gwen, I can't remember. Did you stay the night at Amanatas, or are you in your new pad?
No, Gwen came back to Amanatas.
I thought she did. Mm. Yes. So you just come back in. You just get Sylvia. Gwen.
Sylvia's gonna go back upstairs. She's gonna freshen up.
Yeah, of course, and then come down for breakfast. Gwyn, you come down. Amanada, Justine are there. Mina, do you come down to breakfast?
She'll have seen Mina because she's gone upstairs to her room, like, to their room. But yeah, sorry.
Oh, I forgot you two are sharing a room, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, yes, we are.
So then, Mina, would you be in the room when Sylvia gets in? Goes up.
Yes.
Right, so Sylvia, you walk into the room and you see Mina getting ready.
I'm just getting ready.
As she turns, she does not look good. She looks like she was in a serious fight. She has a massive black eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like a massive black eye, swelling in her cheeks, her lips are swollen, she's got a gash over her eyebrow, and she's being very ginger with her midsection as well. Like she looks like she was basically jumped by a gang in the middle of the night.
Mina, what happened to you?
Don't worry.
What happened when you attacked on the way home?
No. I found a underground, literally underground fight club, and that's where I was last night. Had my first fight yesterday. I won 10 gold, and it was a lot of fun.
But you didn't tell us you were going. You just left.
No. First rule about Fight Club, listen, I'm gonna tell you all about during breakfast.
But you could have died and you never told us where you were. Why would you not tell us?
No, don't you worry. I just got a couple of knocks.
You were my friend and you could have died. And I can't...
Sylvia's
getting extremely upset by this. Like, she looks like...
Would it be fair to say that Sylvia
looks like she's about to start crying?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she is about...
That's exactly why I wasn't gonna tell you. But like,
if you had died, we would have lost you and we never would have even known.
Because you would just get upset.
I would have wanted to go so I could heal you. That is what I trust in your fighting abilities.
We don't really, you know, that. You can hear me now if you want to, but like, you know, I had such great fun. But listen, I
gotta
tell you all about this.
We would have lost you, and I can't lose anyone else. You don't understand.
I would have died.
You can't just leave us and then expect us to pick up the pieces. It's bad enough that you're leaving. Everyone is leaving, and now you could have died, and you didn't tell us, and you're just... We're going to just leave us to pick up the pieces if you had died. I can't cry on command, but Sylvia is crying.
So Sylvia at this stage is like extremely upset and basically sobbing, yes?
Yeah.
So yeah, you've never seen Sylvia this upset before. She's not...
First of all, I wouldn't have died because, you know, they're not great fighters there. They're not really trained fighters. Well, one of them seemed kind of like a really good kind of trained fighter, but still.
You got hits on me clearly. You don't understand.
I am tougher than I look, honestly.
I know, Mina. I have seen how strong you are, and I know how strong you are, but...
Exactly.
The point is...
I wouldn't have died. You don't, honestly.
I wasn't just to keep you safe.
You have to have faith in my abilities, and honestly, listen, what I tell you, I had such a blast. It was absolutely amazing. And yes, he got a couple of knocks in, but like, honestly, this is what's gonna happen. I
can't lose you. I can't lose anyone else. And I just feel like everyone is going to leave now, and you could have died, and I can't. Sylvia at this point is just going to run out of the room.
I don't think that is so just about
Sylvia's
me.
Gone.
Like,
she's just running.
She runs out of the room.
She's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going out to breakfast.
So where does Sylvia go? Does she just go downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Goes down to the breakfast room.
Before I go, I'm going to try and compose myself
a bit. Okay. And then you go down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you go down. Gwyn's already there. You don't see Amnad and Yassine around, but you can hear them moving around. And so Gwyn, Gwyn, you're at table having some breakfast and Mina comes down. Quite banged up.
Gwyn just turns to see who it is, and as soon as she sees Mina's face, she just jumps up out of her chair with a gasp, and the chair actually falls behind her, and she takes Mina in for a second and just runs up and hugs her. Mina, this is what I was afraid of. We will find the men who did this to you, and we will kill them. Gwyn fully believes Mina has like been like assaulted.
Gwyn.
Yeah. And she just said, I promise we will find them.
Gwyn.
We will kill them.
I'm just going to grab her. Like, if she's holding me, I just kind of grab her by the shoulders, a bit higher than me. Go like, Gwyn, I had the best night of my life last night. I found an amazing underground fighting club, and that's what I wear. That's where I was. I had an amazing fight. I won 10 gold. And I had such a blast. You will not believe it.
Sylvie at this point does kind of slink into the room.
When she does, Gwen, you'd immediately see Sylvie is extremely upset at me. It looks like she is just been crying.
Yeah,
like
Gwen.
Heavily crying. It's quite like, I'm not even going to make any rolls. Like, from what the way Susie's describing it, it's like, you can see Sylvie is, you've never seen her this upset before.
Yes, Gwen kind of looks over Mina's shoulder and sees Sylvie coming in really upset and just, yeah, it takes a deep breath and stands back. Mina, that was, I thought something terrible had happened to you. That was so reckless. I know you do whatever you want for your nights. I'm glad you're okay. I really thought something terrible had happened to you.
And you know, we know that you are strong, but you can't just leave and then expect us to pick up the pieces if you die.
Like, you know, nobody's picking up any pieces. I'm not dead and I won't die. And, as I said, I had such a blast. It was so much fun.
I'm gonna cast minor healing words on Mina, but Sylvia
don't use
like,
any mana on me, honestly, it'll heal.
How much mana
do
you spend?
Oh, like 6.
Okay, so that's 3d4 plus 4.
Mina, I can help if you want.
No, honestly, don't bother. Don't bother. I had
7 plus. Sorry, I'm just 7 plus 10, 3, 10, 14 Gwen, points.
Gwen is kind of impressed and actually wants to know like everything about it, but is also incredibly sensitive to the fact Sylvia looks so upset. And
Sylvia's so just going to sit down. She's not saying anything.
Gwen, can you give me an awareness roll right now, please?
I can. Try to. That was a 3.
You all suck at awareness rolls.
And I have a 1, so 4.
You all suck at awareness rolls.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
I don't
yeah,
even need to roll stealth against you.
No,
you're
you
so
don't.
Bad
you don't know,
at awareness
so
rolls.
Yeah, no, my awareness is like, oh look, I'm in a house, oh I'm in a pub, yeah. Oh yeah, that's no. Great.
So, Mina, I assume you sit down and
I'm in a forest.
You help yourself to some breakfast, yeah?
Yes. And I tell both of them in great detail what happened, how I find the place, and describe the fight and the fight after. And I also gonna say like, well, it was over a bit too quick, but you know, I didn't really want to pull my punches, like, because why should I? They were all kind of thinking, oh yeah, look at this tiny little girl. And I showed them. It was absolutely incredible. It was
amazing. I'm
so
proud of you.
Much fun. It was like, oh, I haven't had so much fun in ages. It was just amazing. And I'm going to see if I can go down and meet more of them and actually train a little bit with them. There was one guy there who was like very capable, but it was so much fun. It was incredible.
Do you mention that you bumped into Tito?
Oh yeah, I will. I was like, guys, you won't believe who was also there, and I tell them all about it, like, you know.
Wow, what, I guess he gets around.
Oh yeah. I told him what brought him to Paris, and he just said the road. I mean,
that's funny.
Yeah, he seems to just randomly kind of travel around without kind of rhyme and reason, like, you know.
I suppose stranger things have happened. Look,
so,
are
you gonna move?
I think you.
Are you gonna move? Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, you should have seen the look on their faces. They were all like, "Oh yeah, look at this tiny little girl." Oh yeah, you know.
It sounds so dangerous, but I think you're amazing for having the guts to do it.
Well, it can be, I suppose, but, like, you know, I know what I'm doing. I mean, yeah, it'll be fine. But, like, honestly, it was so much fun. It was so, so much fun.
Are you going to do more, or is that it now, or?
Well, I'll have to see. I'm probably gonna do a few, but like, it was over too quick for the proprietor's tastes, you know. They wanted to last a bit longer.
What do you think if you do more? What, like, your face? If you do more, you could get really badly, permanently hurt. Or
Yeah. There is always a chance living on me because he got a couple of good punches in, like, you know.
Sorry to interrupt. Don't forget, when you get a critical injury, it causes a scar. So you now will have a slight scar over your left eyebrow.
Amazing. Like, Mina is absolutely delighted about that. You know, because she's that. Like, yeah, she's weird like that. Okay. So she's like, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Best night ever. You should see the location, all the bones and everything, like, you know, and tell them all about it. And I'm like, oh.
Well, I'd love to go the next time you're going, just to see the place.
Well, the next time I'm going, I'm going to bring you along if you want, and you as well, Sylvia, if you want.
I wouldn't.
But it was amazing.
Mina, I know that you can fight. It's just that if you had died, we wouldn't have known. That's all.
I was quite confident I wouldn't die.
I would
let you know if I have the next fight. I'll let you know.
Okay, I can't lose anyone else. Not today.
What day is
it? We'll be
Saturday.
Today is Saturday the... Sorry, apologies. Purchase. Today is Saturday the 30th of March.
Sylvia, are you okay? You've been so down the last day or two. Is it just exhaustion? Maybe you need to take a day off from the book?
Maybe, yes. Sorry, excuse me. Sylvia's just going to run upstairs.
You notice she's upstairs. She barely touched her food.
I'm going to look over at Gwyn and say, like, I doubt that is just about me.
No, she's been really off. I mean, you know, I don't really know much about the war. I wasn't here. I was in a different country when it happened. I was home. When did it end?
May.
Couple of months.
Yeah, it was May.
Not quite a year.
It's not the anniversary of the end of the war.
Can't
be
it.
That's
kind of
wow. Yeah, I was
going to
be
a yeah. Like 100% that. So yeah, Gwyn's going to just tell Mina she thought that was maybe.
But no, it was May was when the war ended. So it's not quite a
year. No,
it's March. Yeah, so we have a couple of months ago. Like no.
We're literally about to go into April. So it's 10 months since the war ended.
Okay. Well, if it's not that, I don't know what the problem is.
I'll give her a bit of space and then I'll go up and talk. See if she wants to talk.
Well, look, I'm just glad you're okay. You look terrifying, but no one's going to mess with you now.
It looks worse than it is, believe me.
Well, look, I
have 5 brothers, she's fine.
Yeah, I know. You're tough. You can handle yourself, but let us come with you next time. You know, if you're dead, you want to be able to tell your family. So.
I will let you come because you have to see the place. It's absolutely amazing. It's literally underground.
It just sounds...
You'd love it with all the bones, you know.
It sounds so different.
Maybe Justine would love you too. Like, you know, I mean, the way she wanted to dig up that grave.
Oh, I think she would. Yes.
She was really eager digging up that grave, so she might like...
She's going to be really, really useful at some point in the future.
Okay, so you guys finish your breakfast. Gwyn, what do you do after breakfast?
Are you going to your shack pad?
I'm not going to the shack pad.
Well, don't forget, you are going to the ball with...
Yeah, exactly. Gwyn is just going to spend time chilling. She's probably going to take a bath, make sure her hair is washed, and kind of freshen herself up as much as she can.
Okay. Okay, and Mina.
Oh yeah, you're going to that ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yes, yes, yes. I nearly forgot.
So, yeah. Mina, when you finish breakfast, what do you do?
I'm going back up to my room or our room and see if Sylvia's there.
Sylvia, I assume, is in the bedroom, yes?
Yeah, she hasn't left.
And when Mina gets in, what does she find?
Sylvia is on the bed. She's taken a couple of things out of her bag and she's just kind of staring into space a little bit. She's just kind of sitting there and she's trying, you can see she's trying to take deep breaths and just trying to compose herself. Especially when you come in, she's like, you know, trying to be like, I'm totally fine. I'm not a wreck.
Yeah.
And obviously does an incredibly bad job.
What are the All things right, that you have out on the bed?
Yeah.
So you see a small bouquet, like small bouquet of dried flowers. They're kind of pressed, you know, but they are absolutely not flowers that you have ever seen before in your entire life. They are
okay, interesting.
One is what, like, they're mixed. So some of them are kind of purple and with orange, bright orange bits coming off them. And then the other ones look like lilies, but they're pink and white, but the pink is quite vibrant. Now they're faded a bit because they're old, but you have never seen flowers like this before. It's just like
far whoa. More colorful and vibrant than what you would expect in a European flower, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice.
And there's a small band kind of on top of it. A small ring. It's a small silver band, simple enough, and there's a little stone in it.
You've never seen these flowers or this ring before.
No.
But you've never seen flowers like this before either.
But you've also never seen this ring before. You've never seen Sylvia wearing this ring.
No. No, and we've been traveling a bit longer than the rest of the gang. I assume there's like a chair or something in the room as well. Like, yeah. So I sit down on the chair and I just go, yeah, I'm really not good at this. I'm really not good at talking to people about feelings and stuff. But I do have the feeling this is not just about me and my fight club. So
I don't know what I'm supposed to do today.
What's your day? What's going on?
Well, when I was in the army, I did marry, but it was today that we got married, And then when I saw you, and you were so injured, and I thought I was going to lose you as well, and you are moving out of here, and Quinn is moving out, and everyone is leaving me again, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know. You shouldn't have, none of them should have everything that happened on the last day of the war. It shouldn't have. I used to be better at this. Now I.
Oh.
I'm sorry that I'm... Today I should have been celebrating the first year of marriage.
They were serene.
Instead, I'm sitting in my room looking at old things, and you nearly died and leaving, and Vin is leaving, and everything is just changing, and this is happening now. If it had just been, Sonny's hands are like shaking a lot. At this point, like, I think Christina can, or sorry, Nina can see her hands. Like, she is wearing a ring as well.
That you've never seen before. Wearing it on her left hand.
And this one is fancier. It's three little silver flowers, and each one has a small stone in it.
It's quite a beautiful and very expensive, very fine-looking ring that she has never worn before. You've never seen her wearing this ring.
I just look at Silver and I go, like, I will never be able to really grasp or even understand the whole horrors that you've seen. I don't think any fight that we've been in or that we might be in the future, as bad as they may seem, I don't think nothing is going to come close to what you have experienced.
Being honest, you know, the war, you know, people are getting eaten by giants and impaled by Centaur cavalry, all of these things. It was horrible, but I'm not going to say that it was fine, but I could handle it because, you know, I had my friends, I had Lisbeth, I had her, you know, and...
Until you didn't.
It makes no sense that I am here and they are not, because I was always the weakest, you know, I was scared all the time, and I felt like everybody had to look after me all the time, and I was just holding everyone back, and... because I was just so weak all the time and too soft for the army is what everyone used to say behind my back. They think I didn't know, but I always heard them say it. And, you know, I'm trying not to be, but I could handle the war. It was just the last day. And I lost her, and I lost all of them, you know. I used to have nightmares every night, but I was able to do some magic, and now I just don't dream at all, which is better. The only time I had a nightmare was after we fought Monclerc, you know. I think it was all the fire. I thought I was going to lose you again, or lose more people, you know.
Well, listen, I'm not dying, I'm just bruised. But
you know,
yeah, as I said, I will never understand what you had gone through. Feel bad for surviving because all your friends haven't.
Mina, you don't understand. She died because of me. She died because I was weak and I froze, and I can't say if we would have made it if we had run. You know, it was a dragon. But I just remember I saw on that day, it was odd that it was only dwarves on the field and goblins. Usually there were centaurs, there were giants. You know, the giants would run in and they would eat people and rip off limbs and everything else, and it was all very unpleasant. But the centaurs would come in with their sabers and they would catch people, and the dwarves would use their magics to affect the earth around us. It was very chaotic. But on that day, it was only dwarves, and we did think it was odd, you know? It was. And then there was a horn, and it blew, and then all of the dwarves disappeared. And we thought that we had won, you know, because all of them were gone. We couldn't see much because there was so much smoke from all of the artillery, you know, and probably magic. I don't know, but I couldn't see much, you know, and obviously I could see my wife because she was with me always, you know, and always knew Katerina was near because her, you know, she was so loud. She had this laugh. She was so happy on the field when she was shooting, but she never missed. But I just remember we were turning to go, and then there was a massive shadow, and there was these glowing red eyes that appeared. I think they were 4 meters, 5 meters, and I just rose my, and I just remember feeling this weight on me, you know, just hit me, and then the fire came, and I could just hear her whispering in my ear to stay down as if she was going to keep me safe. But that was when the fire came, and then she was gone, and I was there, and she shouldn't have done that, because that's the reason that I'm alive, and she only did that because I was weak and I froze. And if I have frozen on with you, and if I do that again, then all of you will be lost, and it will be my fault, and again, because I am too, I can't do any of this, and I couldn't help you yesterday because you didn't tell us, and I'm sorry, I can't. At this point, Sylvia is just not coherent anymore.
Mina is kind of wants to hug her, but she knows Sylvia doesn't like that. So she's like putting the hand on the shoulder, like the Germanic hand on the shoulder, and goes, honestly, from what you're telling me, I think I would have frozen as well. That sounds absolutely terrifying.
Well,
completely and utterly terrifying.
She didn't freeze. Lisbeth didn't freeze.
Well, I would have, so I don't think you need to.
But she died because
blame yourself. Yes, because she wanted to protect you. And I don't think.
But you want to protect it makes you no sense. I was the weakest of all of us. Why am I here?
As long as I've known you, you are anything but weak. And that sounds absolutely terrifying. I probably would have, I don't know whether I would have, but like, you know, I probably would have been absolutely terrified and not knowing what to do. And she protected you because she loved you. And I don't think she'd be very happy knowing that you're beating yourself up. You know,
I'm trying.
She wanted you to be alive, and she wanted you to keep going and try to be happy. I know it's very difficult if you lose people, but like
happiness is in the cards for me anymore.
But I don't think you should. You know, I mean, with all your friends who were there, and I think they'd be happy to know that you made it out. And I don't think if they're looking down at you wherever they are, I think they'd be very sad to know that you're just eating yourself up because of the fact that you survived. Because I think they'd be happy to know that you survived. You know, that you're just trying to.
I was the one who had to be minded. I was the one who was too soft and just not able.
Well, I know that none of the fights that we had are any way comparable to what you've gone through in the war. But, you know,
it was just
I fought amongst a couple of people, and you definitely not, you know, I mean, you're a capable fighter, and I don't think you're weak at all. I'm actually quite glad when I'm on the field and I know you're there, so.
Oh, well, you were probably the first.
And you know what? I know it's your anniversary, or like now I know it's your anniversary. And no, I don't think you should sit in your room. Now, you don't know what people do on anniversaries, but like, how about we go for a couple of drinks in honor of your wife? Just you and me.
Okay, I think I'd like that.
What's her favorite drink? We could go and get her favorite drink. Did she like whiskey? Did she like wine? Mm-hmm. Did she like beer?
She liked whiskey. She liked beer. She was also able to draw fun of my
soldier drinking.
Oh no, Ulrich used to brew this awful thing. It made everyone so sick, but not Lisbeth or Katerina, strangely enough. But the first time I drank it, I was so sick.
Horrible homebrew. What, made out of potatoes and old shoes?
I did not ask what was in it, let me tell you. He said it was a family recipe, and I didn't ask.
That could mean anything.
I asked. His husband, York, said to him, "Oh, I saw a dead fox. Did you put that in there?" And I didn't. I put my hands over my ears because I don't.
You don't want to know what's in there.
No, well, my plan was her favorite dessert, and I was going to make it, but I had to wait for the apples to come into season. And it's funny, now I don't have to wait, obviously, but.
Look. Why don't we dress up a little bit, and then we go to a nice place and we have a couple of drinks in her honor?
Mina, I don't have anything to dress up in.
I know, I mean, not fancy fancy, just, you know, wash your face, we just put on something, and then we just go.
This dress is stunning. Nice,
not a super nice fancy place, but like a nice, you know, not a dive bar, a
this
nice
is,
bar, and we go
the
and
only
drink
dress
in her
I
honor.
Have, and I stole it. Then I was in the hospital, my clothes were burned rags, and when I left, I stole this from someone.
Well, it's all right, you know. Come on, wash your face. We go for a drink. Because I don't think, again, I don't think your wife will be very happy to know that you're sitting in your room on your own on your anniversary.
I don't know.
And we have to drink it for her in her honor.
Okay. Sylvia's going to kind of lean on you in that way. You know that kind of way that big dogs lean on people? Like,
yeah.
The kind of, it's how big dogs hug people. she's kind of going to lean in on her.
All right. I know it sucks. It's really shitty. But hey. We just have to make the best of it, don't we?
For a long time, I didn't know how to He was used to having all of this support and, you know. And...
Yeah. And then from one day to the next. We'll drink to all of them. But we drink to your wife, especially.
Sylvia's going
to... like a plan?
Sylvia's going to give you a hug at this point.
Oh, and I'll be really surprised for a second. And then I'm just going to hug her back. Try not to cry.
I mean, it's like, she's hugging you pretty hard.
Yeah, you're trying not to cry, Mina, because you know what this means.
Yeah.
Sylvia does not let people...
I've never, you know, mate, she's never actually done anything like that in, you know...
In all the time you've traveled with her, and it's longer than anyone in the party, she doesn't let people touch her.
Yeah.
So, Sylvia, you put away your precious items safely, clean up, and you both head outside. You can hear Gwyn in the bathroom getting cleaned up or doing whatever it is she's doing.
They just kind of shout to her to go like, we're just going out for a couple of drinks. You get, make yourself pretty, all right?
That's what this is from, so.
You have fun making yourself pretty.
Enjoy.
Good bathroom door.
Okay.
All right. If you're not back before you're going, have fun.
Thanks, you too. Stay out of trouble.
So,
yeah, sure, you know me.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's why I'm saying that, you fucking crazy.
Okay. So, Sylvia and Mina, you head off, feeling quite emotional. And feeling, Mina, probably...
Gonna have a couple of nice whiskies.
Feeling closer to Sylvia than you have so far, but even with her being your probably closest friend in the group, okay? And... Sylvia.
And being the fellow Germanic person who's like very kind of, you know, German.
And Sylvia, you spend the afternoon, the day with your friend, your closest friend, talking about your wife, drinking and toasting, remembering all these wonderful moments that you shared.
I'll tell Mina the story behind the bouquet. Just because,
what kind of flowers are those? I've never seen so flowers like these.
I got hold of a book when we stopped in a town. This one takes out the orange and the purple ones. This is a bird of paradise because it looks like a bird, I suppose. And this one is a tiger lily. So, you know my friend Marcus.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So my friend Marcus, who I had told you about, he told Lisbeth about Valentine's Day that they celebrate in America. And so, during the night, she persuaded several of our friends to sneak out of the camp and go to a fancy estate nearby, several kilometers away. And break into a greenhouse to steal flowers from one of these fancy lords.
Oh my god, stolen flowers. I love it.
So I was so embarrassed because, you know, she comes back to his tent and she's singing and everyone is around. And I'm wondering what is going on, and I can hear General Hoffman yelling, Fischer, what have you done? Bauer, what have you done? And then he saw my face and he realized that I had nothing to do with it, what was going on. So he told me to go back and get back to the troops. So yeah.
That is amazing.
Cleaning the latrines for a month, but she said that it was worth it.
It was worth it, yes. That is amazing. They're even more special because they're stolen. And they're so colourful. They must have been so nice when they were fresh.
Yeah, this was a much brighter orange, you know? I'm trying to think of something that would...
Brighter than it.
brighter than a carrot, you know? Like, I'm trying to think of something.
Never seen anything like it. I've never seen flowers like these. They're amazing. You know, I'm sure that Lord never even realized that a couple of flowers were gone.
He knew, and she stole. Well, you can see she stole more than a couple. How do you think she got caught? You know, it was later in the day. Story. It was later in the day, but oh.
I wish I could have met her. She sounds like a. Yeah, she sounds like my kind of person. Mm. Would have done something like that as well.
Yeah, it reminds me of her in some ways. Just the general chaos and the planning of, you know, you just don't know what's going on.
Crazy.
I don't know. You're probably wondering why she would choose me, but I can't answer that either.
You're an amazing person. Why are you saying something like that? I mean, I haven't met you before, Devar, but, like, you know, you're an incredible person.
I think you would have... I'm not the same person now as I was.
Yeah, well, obviously... Obviously, I mean, Eloise isn't the same bloody person he was before the war. You should have met him. He was a very happy, you know, always a laugh on his, like, always a laugh on his lips. He was, always had a joke, always, well, he still joked a little bit, but, like, it's just, my uncle said, like, that's what happens when people come back from wars that changes people. I don't know. It's pretty stupid what they've done. I mean, when we heard that the war started, we couldn't believe it, because who would be so stupid to go in and invade a fey nation? I mean...
Well, some stupid man who had loads of power decided that he needed more power. It's never enough. It's never enough for them.
Two stupid men. Oh, absolutely. And I'm like...
You know, I have all this wealth and power. But it's not enough for me. And you know who pays the price? It's the normal, it's the regular
it's
people
the normal
who are
people
trying to
like
scrape
you and me.
Yeah.
It's usually like that because they're not in the bloody front. But honestly, what are you thinking? They have, like, as you say, there is centaurs, they have giants, they have ogres, they have dwarves with magic, they have elves with magic, like, what were they
and
on? I couldn't believe it when I heard about it. Yeah, well, that's crazy to think. I thought they were all gone. That is crazy. I mean,
So, you spend the afternoon together talking.
Yeah. Sylvia gets absolutely fucking trashed.
And Nina is just supporting that with, like, more drink. Come on, we drink another one to your wife. We drink another one to your, like, do you know me?
You eventually have to help.
And I open the tap at the bar. I told the proprietor, like, listen, this is, like, I just put my gold down, you know, and say, like, listen.
Do you see this
woman? If her glass is empty, you refill it without being asked.
Oh no!
It was the Kennedy treatment.
Sylvia is shit faced.
Sylvia is quite broken from a heavy day's drinking, and Mina, you do eventually. You have to help her back home. When you get back, Gwyn is gone. Having left to get to her apartment to where her dress was being delivered to go to the ball tonight with Madame Gauthier. And you are a very drunken friend who's
insisting on continuing her studies because she's got a clock in some fucking hour.
Try, and within a minute of opening the book, you've passed.
Can you even read?
You are gone. You do not.
Like, how many fingers of all, you know, four fingers?
You try to cast restoration on yourself to clear your drunkenness, but you are so drunk you can't cast a spell.
I love it. I love the way you use that spell, by the way. This, I feel like every student will be like, I wish there was a spell like that during my fucking exam.
Oh yeah, I am feeling the same. It's like, why didn't I meet you when I was in college? Fuck.
So, Sylvia, having spent the day talking about her wife on what would have been your 1 year anniversary, Gwyn getting ready for a quite exciting ball.
I did clock in hours today though, because I stayed up all night. So
yes, we'll discuss.
You did, yeah. Did you?
The rest of the party doing whatever they're doing. And the party witch on her way to mingle with high society.
With a sugar mama.
This is a perfect place to pause in.
Rub shoulders with the rich.
So, thank you
all. The rich and powerful.
Thank you all for joining us tonight. We hope you had as much fun as we did with this very, very mixed adventure of underground pugilism and a heart-wrenching retelling of a love that has been lost. Next week, who knows what will happen, but make sure to join us for that. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, good night all. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to know more about the world of Feyerth, please be sure to jump onto our itch.io page, fey-earth.itch.io. You'll find a bunch of really great products by us, all free to download. There is Explorer's Guide to Feyerth, our early release core rulebook, as well as a bunch of one-shots and a starter adventure, Trouble in the North. These all come with quick play guides and pre-generated characters. There's also the delightful Fey Wanderer, a whimsical rules-like TTRPG suitable for all ages, in which you play Fey creatures on a quest for a treasure in the Fey realm. Finally, don't forget our Kickstarter launching in March, which we could really use your support on. Thank you very much.